For today's In Touch, I talked to Jonah Van Rokel, Mid Prairie High School student who was recently named a semifinalist for the National Merit Scholarship. We'll start off by talking about what his initial reaction was.
Well, when I first heard about it, I didn't really know what it was about or anything. I'd seen out in the hall, there's pictures of people who have actually received the scholarship in the past. So other than that, I didn't really know a whole lot.
Well, now that you've become a semifinalist here, have you learned more about what this is?
Yeah, my dad has been a principal multiple times throughout his life, and he told me that it was a pretty big honor to get it, so I got pretty excited after hearing that.
What does this mean, being a semifinalist for this award?
Being a semifinalist just means that I received a high enough score on the PSATs. There's a cutoff line, and then I was above that cutoff line along with a couple thousand others who took the PSAT. And now we're working towards cutting that group even smaller, and they will select finalists from this group. And then from the finalists, they'll choose the people who actually receive the merit scholarships.
And now to become a finalist, what are you going to have to do to get to that point?
I'm working on the process right now. I'm going to have to take the SATs, which I'll be taking here next month. And there's a little bit more of a process. Mr. Caton is helping me take care of that.
What have you done in your high school career? Are you involved with clubs, with sports, or are you focused on your academics? What got you to this point where you're nominated as a semifinalist?
With my parents being teachers, I've always kind of tried hard in school, made sure that all my work is turned in, made sure that things got done, and I studied for tests. Beyond that, I'm involved outside of school in things like cross country and track. I'm also in 4-H. Currently, I'm working on a project for the Hoover Scholarship, if you've ever heard of that. I feel like it's accumulation of a lot of things that I've worked towards throughout the years.
With those extracurriculars and your academics in particular here, what's been your favorite experience throughout your high school career?
If I had to choose one thing, I would probably say 4-H, just because it's been such a daily part of my life, working towards not only the fair, but all the things that 4-H does in the community. And currently I'm part of a group that puts together projects during the year, and they're affiliated with 4-H. And then, you know, doing animal chores to get ready for the fair and everything, it just becomes a part of your daily life.
Well, looking at the academic side of things, what's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject by far is English.
Is that what you're looking to focus on post-secondary?
Probably not. I'm not 100% sure right now, but I'm leaning more towards biology.
Okay. Well, have any specific field that you want to get into? With this SAT coming up, are you going to be doing some studying to prepare?
Yeah, I've kind of held off a little bit because I had the ACTs this weekend, and I'm not really sure what to expect with the SATs because not many people in this area take it, but I'm looking forward to studying for it, learning a bit more about it so that I can do well on it.
Then when those results come in, they'll announce the finalists for the Merit Scholar?
I'm not sure exactly when they will announce the finalists, but it'll probably be sometime next year.
Well, great. Jonah, I appreciate all your time here.
Yep, thank you very much.
That was my conversation with Mid Prairie High School student Jonah Van Rokel. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.